Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Got love letters to Kelly. We're just over 30 minutes away from that.
All right.
Also 30 minutes away from sending you to Orlando. All you got to do is call the show when we tell you to call in. Thank you, Visit Florida.
Never-ending summer trips.
Yeah. Now, if you have Instagram, you may have noticed that recently Instagram became Snapchat.
Not really. Trying, right? I mean, I haven't gotten into the stories. It's too much, you guys.
It's too much, Instagram, minus the filters. There's no filters, just the story that you... It's weird.
Boo. Basically,
they're just copying Snapchat. And so we decided to have them battle it out.
What do you mean battle it out? Instagram against Snapchat?
Yeah, and since we can't actually get them, you know, together, we decided to...
Because they're not people. Yeah. Okay.
Part-time Justin and Elena decided to take their favorite apps.
Yes.
Elena's is Snapchat. Part-time right. Justin's is Instagram.
Okay.
And then we're going to rap battle it out, because that's how we handle situations now in 2016.
Yeah. And they like men and women.
So we went to the Metro PCS Music Lounge right there next door, and we had this rap battle yesterday.
Y'all ready?
Yeah, we're about to do this.
Welcome to the Kid Nation 2016 Rap Battle of the Century, yo.
Yeah.
I'm your host, Jay Sizzle.
Yeah.
And we got two people that are going to battle it out. We got my dude, Justin, a.k.a. Instagrams.
Lil Grammy.
Lil Grammy. And then I got my girl over here, Snapchat queen, Elena.
Snapchat meetup, if it cool.
Snapchat meetup, if
it's cool. Okay, yeah. Got it.
Here's the rules of the battle.
Wow. It's a long name. Sorry.
The rules of the rap battle are, you each will have a round. Now you're going to have a bed of music playing beneath you. Mm-hmm. When that runs out, your turn is over.
Yeah.
Bring your heat.
Eh? I was just making a Kanye noise.
That's pretty good. I like it. I like it. Yo, that's tight, yo.
What?
Yo, Elena, you're a lady. You're a lady. So you're going to call heads or tails?
Heads.
All right. It is tails. Justin, you get the pick. You go first or second?
I'll go first.
Of
I'll
course
first.
You would.
Oh, okay. Gentlemanly.
He wants to go first.
Let's go.
Because he ain't afraid to usually go second in a rap battle, but that's fine.
I know. Okay. I'll just go first.
Okay. He's very confident.
Someone's phone's on.
Yeah, that's my phone.
Oh, sorry. Hey, yo, snap crap. Hey, yo, snap crap. What's up with that memory app? I messed up.
Cut it. Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
What was it? Lil Graham?
Lil Grammy.
Lil Graham, did you think the grill got in the way?
Yeah, I think the grill.
Is that foil?
I stuttered on it. I stuttered on it.
That hurts my teeth looking at you.
Don't stop. Just keep going.
But he doesn't remember it.
It's okay. Well, then it's a freestyle.
You got Lil Graham.
I want to write hers down.
I got bars.
Lil Graham cracker.
I got bars on deck.
I got it.
Kelly, the hip-hop apologist.
Yes, foil on his teeth.
I was going to say, ready?
All right, baby. You try again.
Okay. Got it.
Hey.
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 Hey, hey, yo, snap crap. Hey, yo, snap crap. What's up with that memory feature? You so stingy, we can't have our own picture?
She's got a cheat sheet.
I do.
You have your lyrics in front of you.
I do.
The rapper
it's fine. We can edit this out, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Snapchat's always doing the most. We even have a cute mascot. It's a ghost. Instagram cropped our stories, but that's fine because you basic like Melba Toast.
Oh, okay, I'm basic.
Melba Toast is very dry.
Very dry.
Melba Toast is very boring
very
and bland.
Dry.
So far, this is the whitest rap battle I've ever heard.
Melba Toast is very MySpace.
I'm going to go hang out with some
people. All right, go ahead. Lil Graham.
You guys.
I'm talking about my lyrics. Oh. You going to pull yours out.
All right. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, yo, Snapchat.
His teeth fell out.
My teeth fell out. Hey, yo, Snapchat. Hey, yo, Snapchat.
Uh-huh. Take it out. Just be done with it.
Hey, yo, Snapchat.
That was my favorite part of this so far.
They say a picture's worth 1,000 words, but in your case, a Snapchat story ain't worth 2 turds.
Oh!
Okay. Okay. My page is blowing up with annoying DMs. Oh, wait, that's you, not me. I'm just swapping faces with Kim Kardashian.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
I feel it. He used the word turd. I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay.
Actually, I'm surprised you support that.
All right.
I know, but...
So you got a dog on people's faces. Nice bit. Now listen to your owner and sit. We've had filters since the beginning. Willow, Sierra, Valencia, but you don't hear us complaining, do ya?
He threw out Milter rhymes.
Milter.
Valencia.
You didn't use Hudson, though. I wish you would have used Hudson.
I'm a big fan of Ludwig. But
I like that one. Valencia's my sister's name, so yeah.
All right, that's cool, because you're Melania, and I'm Michelle. We the OG, and you can go to hell. I'm snap messaging with some hot new dude, and you're just picking filters for your stupid food.
Oh, you're not putting the food on Instagram. I heard it.
She's coming from behind.
That was good.
Whoa.
That was a good one.
Okay. We came first. I just want to make that clear. I wish you could make like your snaps and disappear.
Okay. Okay. All right.
A feature joke.
That's pretty good.
Snapchat is fancy, like diamonds and rubies. Instagram won't give you quick pictures of boobies. IG's a copycat. They copped my glory. But there's no comparison to my drunk weekend stories.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So you got the Kardashians. I can see how you can relate. Didn't you both get your start making sex tapes?
No, don't drop the microphone. That's an expensive microphone.
Oh, you better pull out a good one on that sheet, Elena.
Yeah. Elena, I throw that sheet away and go,
I go for a big closure.
Just pointing, laughing. Just point and laugh.
I mean, look at us now, though. Look at us now. Okay. If IG was on The Bachelorette, you get cut the first night this season. Trying to be like me, but we know you're not here for the right reasons. I look good all day. Puppy dog face poses. Snapchat's the ish, and I'm getting all the roses.
Snapchat, I'd like to propose a toast. You're getting killed in this battle. I think it's time you make like a logo and get ghost.
Oh, you brought back the logo on you.
Boo. Oh, and boo. Finger in the face.
My rhymes are so fresh, there ain't no stopping me. Instagram's name should be Xerox, because you out here copying me.
Oh!
Oh, and she threw the paper.
So who won, Kid Nation?
Are you out?
We had six rounds.
That's it.
That's all I wrote, literally.
Now what we're going to do is we're going to have a poll.
Uh-huh.
Kid Nation, you decide who the winner of this rap battle is.
Wow.
Instagram or Lil Graham? Or the long ass name over here.
Yeah.
The Snapchat. What was that?
Snapchat me that if it's cool.
That one. Go vote at kidnation.com.
Turn up.
Very exciting.
Very exciting.
I've never witnessed anything like
it. Is that your first rap battle, Kelly?
That is my first.
Yeah.
How did I do?
Pretty good. You're very supportive.
I enjoyed it.
I'm glad you're still here.
Come on. Vote for me.
Elena, is that
and
a
then
teardrop?
I'll Snapchat you.
Is that a teardrop, Elena?
Yes, it is.
What'd you kill?
The game.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got your trip to Orlando coming up in about 10 minutes. We'll tell you when to call and what caller we're looking for.
Hi.
Elena and Justin, how do you guys feel after your battle?
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling good. I feel pretty good. I feel good.
Justin was he was Instagram. Elena was Snapchat. They battled out hip hop style.
Yeah.
There's a poll up at kidnation.com if you want to vote on who you thought should win the rap battle.
Was it Lil Graham Cracker?
Lil Grammy. Snap.
What
story? What you?
Yeah, you bought that. Your rap name is difficult.
I copped a lyric.
It's a lyric.
Yeah, yeah. From a song.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wasn't actually prepared with a name, so that was just on the fly.
You went with a tagline instead.
Yeah, I went with a tagline. But yeah, I mean, go vote for me. I've voted, and my mom has voted, and I've got two votes, so.
That tweet is so funny. She's got the little hand prayer emoji, just asking for it, you know.
You're asking for votes on the Twitter.
I'm not too big to beg. Not too big to beg. Just come on, vote for me. Thanks.
Okay.
Just vote whoever your heart.
Or vote for me.
Your heart feels.
Yeah, vote for me. I'll Snapchat you.
When you were in the car, and you're like, Justin definitely won. Go ahead. Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad at all.
Now, do you have a tweet you wanted to read us there, Elena?
I'm just saying, you know.
Just basically.
Vote for me.
Vote for.
It's my tweet.
Oh, vote for
my
me.
My tweet is vote for me.
You're sounding whiny. You got to be hard. You're a rapper.
You're a rapper.
You're right.
Now,
I know. Yesterday I was leaving the studio after we filmed this and I was like, okay, peace and blessings, everyone. Then I was like, wait, I have a teardrop tattoo on my face. I should leave on something different. Yeah.
Well, either that or put a cuss word on the end of it.
Well, I went ahead and switched it up. I can't say what I said, but.
There you go.
But yeah. I did leave on a better note.
Okay, good.
Well. Snapchat and Instagram battled, but apparently The other social media sites heard about this.
Oh,
we got a late entry.
God. Yeah, Al, apparently MySpace heard these people were battling.
Oh, MySpace.
Really? MySpace wanted to get in on the action. Yeah,
did MySpace come back from the dead or what?
Because no, they don't have anything to do. So
yeah. Nothing going on. That's
why MySpace is listening to the show and wanted to drop some bars on you guys. Apparently.
Okay, I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready.
Right, dead MySpace.
Yo. Here comes the OG of the social media game. I was one of a kind, y'all both basically the same. In fact, y'all so whack, this ain't even a debate. You so lame, I'd never put you both in my top 8. Snapchat, Instagram, tell me what you do well. I changed the music game and taught you how to HTML. The king of MySpace was an innovator named Tom. Snapchat, your Kardashian queens all get pimped by their mom. Ooh, Instagram, I'm coming at you full throttle. Your dumb app got bottle rats thinking they supermodels. Oh, Snapchat, you mad I didn't mention Khaled? Yeah, he's cool, but I'm busy getting that dude a full salad. Both y'all can post stories and that's cute. I had profile music videos and pictures of your mama in a swimsuit. Oh, and sure, I may have slipped off, but I ain't a quitter. At least I'm real and don't need 100 pretty filters. Yo. And here's one last thing before I go. Yeah. This random pretty girl sending pics through both of y'all are probably bros. Ooh. Dang, MySpace.
Oh. Wow.
I thought it was high.
MySpace came at y'all.
It was
high. Yeah. Yeah. It was high.
Oh, no, now Friendster wants the rap battle.
Oh, wait.
Friendster?
Yeah.
I haven't even heard of Friendster.
Friendster wants the battle.
Is that Friendster? Miguel?
Yeah.
Kelly, are you Zanga?
Oh, no.
Wait.
Yeah, go ahead, Friendster. Yeah.
Wait, what social media
I didn't do Friendster
life?
Or Zanga.
All right, okay.
Oh, my God.
Something about Jack. Uh-huh.
I put him on the spot.
So, Friendster been up since 1 o'clock a.m. Oh. Ain't really got nothing to give y'all right now.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yo, peace,
that,
love.
That rap was as long as Friendster lasted, actually.
I think it was longer.
Wait, I got one, JC.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
God.
There you go, buddy.
JC, that rap was cute.
First of all, it's MySpace.
Okay, well, JC, that rap was cute only because I was watching your face. But I think it's time MySpace gets back to its own space. No? Okay, fine then.
You know what?
That was good.
Off
the cuff. I didn't even write that.
You came up with that off the cuff, so
yes,
I'll give you
I did.
Points.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you.
Did you guys have MySpace?
Yeah.
I had a top 8.
I was going to see if I'm
didn't.
Still...
Who was in my top 8?
It's always fun
did
to go back.
Sign in.
It's fun to go back and see your MySpace.
I don't know if I remember my password.
No.
People actually are still using it, I've discovered.
Really?
Because I tried to log in like 6 months ago or something. I was like, I need to revisit my Zanga and my MySpace. I couldn't remember my password, but they've changed the format and people...
I'm still using it for music purposes.
Music purposes, yeah.
There's my MySpace.
Big you logged on?
MySpace? Tell you how long ago this was. My profile picture, I have on a bicycle helmet.
Yeah. Back when you worked out?
I haven't been on a bicycle in years.
I'm going to try to retrieve my password and see what's going on.
Who's in your top 8, Al?
We're doing like Alan Redneck Steve's beer bucket.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. Are your top 8 all dead like MySpace?
some chickening. Some chick in a really hot blue bikini.
That was good.
Thank you. I can't believe you. That means you have not changed your password in all
but
these years.
But everyone does it. Y'all, I go back to my MySpace sometimes, just go look at all the friends that I used to have.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. It's a lot like Facebook's memories. I don't need to see what I was doing 6 years ago.
It's like a ghost town. When you're on it, I feel alone when I'm on MySpace.
You find anyone living
Tom
out?
I think Tom left MySpace.
Are you still looking?
Shout out, Sherilyn. Who killed?
Huh?
That's her last name. Let's see. It's nothing but shit.
Didn't Justin Timberlake try to bring it back a couple years ago?
Didn't he buy it?
He bought part of it, didn't he?
He did.
Taylor Swift?
And relaunched it.
Did Taylor Swift get her start off of MySpace?
Yeah.
That's what she
Taylor
did.
Swift, Kesha, yeah. A lot of artists did.
He tried. He just didn't realize it was gone. Gone.
Well, are the results in?
Yeah,
Is that what we're doing?
No, we're not. We're going to keep that up for a little while.
Oh, cool. For a whole day?
Yeah.
All right.
So you guys want a whole day?
I mean, yeah. I'm going to need some time to go kind of...
I mean, is the voting one-sided right now? Everybody's saying it's
by
one-sided.
By some voters.
Oh, yeah. So this gives one of you time to campaign, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, Lil Grammy for the win.
Okay, stop reading
the text. I'll buy your album, Lil Grammy. Come on now.
Right. So go vote at kidnation.com between Snapchat and Instagram. You could hear it if you missed it. We'll put it up. Good job, guys.
All right.
That was your first ever rap battle.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really changed my life.
You guys should do it like at an actual club one day.
Okay.
It's hard.
I'm going to have to get a real grill this time, though. I can't
your grill fell out.
You can't afford a real
guys,
grill.
Guys, I had to run errands yesterday with that teardrop tattoo on my face.
Yeah?
Why didn't you take it off?
Well, I mean, it wasn't coming off as the main reason.
Was it Sharpie? Yeah.
It was like a mix of Sharpie and eyeliner.
It's white as you are. Just put some liquid paper on it.
All right, we're going to do a quick little Olympic recap for you guys, too.
That was crazy laughing.
That's when you need Brooke. Our new laugh that we have.
Oh, I lost my laugh.
There she is. That's our new favorite laugh.
You guys, I've been so into the Olympics. I'm hyped now.
I am too.
It was a slow start. The opening ceremonies bored me. I didn't know how it was going to go, but I have been tuned in.
We're liking it because USA is kicking butt.
Dominating, mostly in swimming and gymnastics.
Yeah.
That's where the bread and butter is.
Because what is cooler? I mean, sit there and think about it to get hyped up. What is cooler than being the fastest person in the world, you know, especially when it comes to swimming or running. I think that is just, and I'm a soccer player. I like team sports. But to be the fastest swimmer
in
the entire world, or to be the fastest person on foot in the entire world, that's a very cool claim.
Or breaking a world record at that, too.
Yeah, I love
you're
it.
You're the fastest ever.
I love it.
Michael Phelps came back after he retired. He won the 200-meter butterfly. We already heard that. Versus his arch rival who got him back in the pool because they were talking about each other.
Who didn't even place.
Cross, is that his name?
He didn't
even
close.
Yeah, close. He didn't even place from South Africa. And they're saying Michael Phelps has, 22 gold medals now?
He's, 22 or 23.
Oh, I thought it was 21.
21.
He was 19. He has 21. Potential still to win more, right? He has 25 total medals.
Most decorated.
21 gold.
He's more decorated. He's like the 11th most decorated country. If Michael Phelps was his own country, he'd be the 11th most decorated country.
Wow.
Katie Ledecky was back. She's known as a long-distance swimmer, but the 200 meters is
a
sprint.
When they showed her parents, her dad was jumping up and down. He's like, go, go, go. It was so cool.
She won another goal, that Katie Ledecky we're going to be talking about for a while.
That's the closest I've gotten to having to throw up in the middle of a race.
Glad you didn't.
It was really nice to have that competition. It's really cool when you get to race other really, really fast world record holders. And couldn't be happier right now.
And the Fantastic Five in gymnastics, Gabby Douglas, Simone Biles, Madison Kosian, Ali Reisman, and Lori Hernandez.
Yeah.
They all got gold. Here they are talking about it.
Being back out here on the highest stage is just something so special and so unique. And
yes, it was a very exciting moment. I knew going into floor, if I hit a good routine, that we would stay at the top, and it's just very exciting going in knowing that. And Lori started it off awesome, and then Allie, and so it just motivated me to do even better.
The energy was amazing tonight, and I'm so excited to be a part of the team with this incredible group.
We're all so talented, and we all put so much hard work into the gym every day. I think the fact that all five of us can come together as a team, I think that's why we're pretty strong.
2012 was so successful for us, and it's kind of like the saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. We worked super hard before. We were such a team from start to finish, and it's the same thing now. We've been working so hard doing competition routines with Marta every single day at workout, so it's just the same exact thing tonight.
God bless America!
Right.
Every 4 years, we all come together and
making us proud.
Watch TV at the same time and
making us
scream
proud.
And
yeah.
I've actually been watching a little bit this year. I don't think I watched as much 4 years ago.
Yeah, we were there.
We're there. Oh, that's why.
Yeah,
we were why. There.
Well,
we
that's
were there
the thing.
And didn't go.
Yeah,
we did.
We couldn't.
You
go.
Went to one. I went to
that's right.
I went to the women's volleyball, indoor volleyball.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we just couldn't get tickets to anything because the ones they opened up were, you had to be a resident of England.
Yeah.
It was difficult.
It was tough to
really
get them.
Really hard.
And the gymnastics team is the final five, but they are fantastic. The final five.
Yeah, they're saying final five because this is the coach's last time with them.
So cool. They're doing so well. Yeah. How about we send you to Orlando? We need you to call us first.
Love it.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You'll win a trip for four to Reunion Resort, a Salamander Golf and Spa Resort in Orlando, Florida. Golf.
Golf.
Yeah, you want to go golf? I don't know why I said it like that. We'll hand it to you next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show. I had a mansion in the summer.
Sweet
summertime.
We're cool for the summer.
It's the never-ending summer with the Kidcratic Morning Show, sending you to Orlando, Florida. Just listen at the same time every day.
This time,
actually.
Yeah.
Right, 10 minutes ago. And I will ask you to call. You just got to call back, be the right caller, and you win. And you can be just like Diane Flannery. Hi, Diane.
Morning, everyone.
What's up, Diane?
Morning.
Congratulations. You just won yourself a trip for four.
Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay.
Al, tell her what she's won.
Talk to you later.
No, Al. Stop it.
You got to tell her what she won.
Diane, you have won a trip for four to Reunion Resort, a Salamander Golf and Spa Resort. It's located in Orlando, Florida. Three nights, three championship golf courses, a 5-acre water park, and a rooftop pool.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. And don't forget, foot golf.
Yeah. We're really excited about that.
So we have to figure out how to play that.
Who are you going
to
take, Diane?
I have no idea.
Oh, we got
three.
We
got a lot of people who are willing to tag along.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to figure that one out.
You busy today?
Apparently so.
Driving to work.
There you go.
Well, you have a great day and congratulations.
Well, thank you.
All right, hold on for us, Diane. We'll get you all set up. You know, sometimes people are just cool, calm, collected.
It's okay.
It's all good.
Yep.
All good. We'll do it again tomorrow, same time. Send you to Orlando.
Dude, what? Four people. Let's see. Who would I take?
Who would you take right now, Al? Your girlfriend.
I take my girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Girlfriend.
You need to take your mama.
I have to take my mom.
Yeah, take your mama and her boyfriend.
What is she doing?
It could be a double date.
Yeah. Oh, my mama got no boyfriend.
You said you showed up and she had a dude
on. She was keeping company in her dad's rocking chair.
Yeah.
No.
She was keeping company with a gentleman caller.
Remember? And he was dressed extremely nice.
No.
Take them.
Does your mama have a court and parlor like
no,
Price
there's
did?
No court and going
what's
on.
What's a court and parlor?
Mama Price had a court and parlor.
There's no court.
What is that?
Some people call it the fancy living room, but it's the courting parlor. So when you had gentlemen callers, you take them to the courting parlor so you could have your privacy.
Oh, no TVs in the court and
no,
parlor.
Yeah. There's no privacy going
it's
on.
It's the fancy
over there,
furniture.
Mama.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, your mom would love that, Al.
No. My mom is just fine, taking care of me.
He's still coming over?
Yeah. No. On him? No.
Yeah.
No.
Who'd you take right now, Kelly?
Hello, I'm Alan.
Well, yeah.
And Emma Kelly?
Yeah.
And probably the nanny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Jenna, who would you take?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. Let me sit down.
I'd take my...
yeah.
I'd take three guys from Bumble.
Three guys.
Yeah, because that way she could
And make it
options.
Like your own little bachelorette
yeah.
in paradise.
Right.
That's exactly what you should do.
The black guy would probably come home on the first day.
You can invite him to the fantasy suite.
Give one a boot each night. Yeah.
Have you been watching Bachelor in Paradise?
No.
Oh, it's so good.
Really? Would you even ask me that? You know the answer to that question. I can barely get through The Bachelor here and there. I'm definitely not watching all the rejects.
Oh, it's good this year. Bachelor in Paradise is way better than Bachelor or Bachelorette.
Not,
why?
Because all the train wrecks.
Olympics are on. There's other things to do.
It's not a very big bar to jump over, to be honest with you.
Because it's all the train wrecks, but they get into relationships with each other, and
it's
stay
sleazy,
long.
Though.
Oh, it is so sleazy, Kelly. It's the worst.
But nobody gets eliminated, right? I don't know anything.
No,
I've never seen. Oh, you do?
Yeah, if you're not matched up with somebody, you get sent home.
Oh.
So they have rose ceremonies, and then there's more girls than guys, or there's more guys than girls. And if there's more girls, the guys give roses. A couple girls go home.
These that's dudes good. Just have nothing to do.
Nothing to do. No jobs.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Much sexy.
And maybe a couple of them should write into Love Letters to Kelly.
Maybe
because,
they should.
Man, are they having problems.
It's
wouldn't
that
be
time.
Doing these shows if they'd write into me.
We have Love Letters to Kelly coming up next, but why don't we give you an example of what Love Letters to Kelly is, just so
all
you
right.
know, in case you're a new listener.
Bring it on.
New member of Kid Nation. Jenna, you got one for us?
Yeah.
Okay,
you want to start with one?
Let's do it.
Love Letters. Love letters to Kelly.
We haven't had one like this before. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I have a troublesome love issue. Mm-hmm. I've resumed seeing a guy that I've dated previously. Things ended the first time because of some work I needed to do on myself. Now that I feel confident in my abilities to be a good partner, I've hit another roadblock. This guy I've been seeing has a best friend who has a girlfriend, soon to be fiance, that despises me. She constantly pushes me out of the group, makes me feel excluded, makes disrespectful, embarrassing comments about me around others. I've tried so hard to earn her admiration, but fail miserably every time. My main concern is not that she's just a mean, manipulative woman, but everyone loves her. My man's parents adore her and have known her for almost a decade, and they're over the moon about her. So it's not an easy conversation and move along scenario. It's a process that gives me great concern because I care greatly for this man, but I can only put so much effort into the approval of his best friend's soon-to-be fiancé. Right. Help.
Well, you just have to just hold your head high and conduct yourself in a ladylike manner. That's right. All you can do.
Yeah.
You don't badmouth her to anybody. You don't complain, because if nobody else is seeing it but you, it might be you that's just paranoid about the situation. So all you can do is conduct yourself in a proper manner, be polite, be friendly. Whenever anybody else is around and she's in the room, you just participate like there's no, you just have to, all you can do is control you in the situation.
Take the high road.
No, yeah.
Just take the high road.
Yeah, that's all you can do. But don't talk about it to your boyfriend. That's the worst thing you can do, because he doesn't want to hear it. And, you know, and if you're trying to get the future, your future in-laws on your side, that's a losing battle, too, because they're just going to think you're a negative, bad energy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just keep your mouth shut and can, you know.
Fake it.
Fake it,
fake
yeah.
Fake it till you make it, man. Fake it.
It's okay to fake it sometimes.
She says something, just don't take it personally. That has, when people, you need to read the four agreements. Read the four agreements, and one of the agreements is you don't take anything personally. Because when somebody cuts you off in traffic or something and you're yelling and screaming, they would have done that to anybody. So you can't take that personally, that kind of stuff.
Right.
Like if a waiter is rude to you, don't take that personally, because you don't know what's going on in the kitchen. You know, it's like, it really helps you.
It's people not singling you out to make your life worse.
Right.
It's just
it has
people
nothing
being
to do
dumb.
With you. It's only about them.
It's about
don't
them.
Sweat the small stuff.
It's just so frustrating, though, when everyone loves someone.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for whatever front
is.
She's put on, and you're like, this is the worst girl I've ever met in my
yeah,
life.
Yeah, but that's only your experience. Everybody else is having a different experience. So why is that? Why is everybody having a different experience but you?
They'll see it at some point.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's a no, because
if you're the only
the
one that's having a problem,
yeah,
if you're the only
you.
One,
then
it
you.
Might, it might be you.
It might be you.
Ooh.
So you like that right there? That's a little taste of Love Letters, Kelly. We got more where that came from.
All right.
Including a husband and a wife fighting over a boat.
A boat?
Oh, a boat.
Oh.
I can't wait to hear this one.
Yeah, we'll get
you
more Love Letters to Kelly next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You can watch the rap battle. And also the tasing that went on yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Or stun gun. People are calling it a stun gun. Regardless, electricity was shot into my body.
Yes, how are you
was.
Feeling today?
Good.
No after
how
effects.
How does your back look?
It looks like I got scratched by a cat where the prongs went in.
I have a buddy that has the real deal Holyfield stun gun.
Yeah, that shoots out.
He was going to let me bring it in today. Mm-hmm. And he said, if JC wants it.
I'd do it.
JC, I'm not going to do
no,
that.
No, don't.
I'm not going to say
we had
that.
Many law enforcement, you know, people
I'm
tell
not going
us.
To do that to you.
I got some snaps from the actual ones.
I love you.
That looked
no,
fun.
No, no, and they said, no, no, no.
I
no.
love you too much, brother.
The video's at kidnation.com. Here's what it sounds like.
It stuck to you. It stuck to you.
Ow! So I took it like a man.
Yeah, you did.
We do some dumb stuff on this show, don't we? That's why we gotta level it out. Some real life stuff.
That's right.
We already gave you a little taste of what Love Letters to Kelly's all about.
Real people with real problems.
And it continues. You can always write us to kidnation.com. Here's the next one.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
So, when my husband and I dated, his dream was to buy a boat.
Yes, my
and
I
told him, if you make six figures, then you can buy a boat.
Really?
Well, he was making like 10 bucks an hour when we dated, and not in my wildest dreams did I think he would make six figures.
There you go.
Well, he bought a boat, and it's too dang expensive.
Oh. They are very expensive. Yeah.
You have to buy insurance for the boat. You have to buy storage to put the boat in. You have to buy gas for the boat, plus a lot of other things. My question is there a way to tell him we don't really need a boat? We don't really live near a lake or an ocean? I tried telling him once, and we ended up fighting, so I wanted your suggestion on how to tell him that we don't need a damn boat, but in a nice way.
You already told him.
Linda.
You already told him, Linda, but you also made a deal. And apparently he upheld his end of the bargain, so now you got to uphold yours.
That was his incentive.
Very expensive. And he'll probably have it for a few years and realize, oh, wow, it's way more expensive than I thought.
Yeah.
And the best days, the two best days of a boat owner's life, the day you buy it, the day you sell it.
Maybe
you
he'll
need that.
Maybe he'll sell it to a radio personality at a really, really good deal. A really good deal.
You just heard her telling us how awful it is to have a boat
well,
and you still want it.
Well, she told she's already told him it's too expensive. They had a fight.
Yeah.
You told him, starting out, you make six figures, you can get your boat. So I don't understand what the problem is. You gotta let him get his boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can afford it, and then you're gonna see what a big financial drain it is. You're probably not gonna use it as now. I have friends who own a boat. They're out there every weekend. They use their boat. Even if they're not on the boat, they're just on the dock. They have friends. They mingle. They love that life. And that's great for them.
Yeah.
But I think the majority of people get the boat, realize this isn't what I thought, mm-hmm. and they end up getting rid of the boat as quickly as they can.
You can't use it during the winter either.
But you know what? Let him have it.
Yeah.
You ask my opinion.
Right.
That was the deal.
You made a deal with the dude.
You don't need that.
I don't think you need a boat either. But that was the deal you made.
Al, would you trade one of your cars for the boat if he came to you and said, "Hey, man, get me out of the situation. You want a boat? I'll trade your car."
Yeah.
You would trade a car for a boat?
Yep. Yep. I got a 72 Buick Centurion. The one I got from Derek. No, not Derek. It's a nice car, too.
Yeah, not his name's not Derek.
Nice car, too.
Definitely not. All right, there you go.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I love this letter right here. This is, okay. My fiance and I have been together for over 2 years. However, he did have one event in his past, which he is known as a quote-unquote legend within his group of friends.
Yeah!
I met him in October, but during the Sturgis rally that year, he hooked up with a bartender when she brought him pizza to his tent after the bar closed.
That's how he got his legend status?
That's how he got his legend status. Everyone still jokes about it to this day and is constantly making references to this incident. Now, I have asked him to talk to them and at least try to talk them out of talking about it while I'm around. But he seems to just feed into it and makes jokes too. Well, we're going to Sturgis this year. It's going on right now. Together for the first time, and his friends still talk about what if he sees her. I know it may seem stupid, but I'm just annoyed of always hearing about his past legend experience. Am I overreacting?
Yeah.
And just need to learn to deal with this? Alexis.
Well, it's not going to change.
Legend!
Obviously, you voiced your concerns. It's not going to change. You got to decide, am I going to keep harping on it, keep getting annoyed by it? Or just like, you know what, it's just their thing. Let it get. It's like those glory days where you have to hear the same caught the football pass at the big game. You have to hear that story 5,000 times. This is his football story.
Yeah.
You know?
You got a legend.
Why do girls make problems out of the past?
Exactly.
I get it if it's an ex-girlfriend that's in the picture again and then something's up. But why are you fighting about things that you can't change?
Exactly.
They're in the past.
But, you know, I don't want to hear it either.
Right.
I don't want to hear it either, but this is the way it is. This is his group of friends. You've already
bikers.
It hasn't changed. So you got to decide. You can either keep being miserable in it or just, like, laugh along with it. Go with the flow. Enjoy it. Enjoy your man. Exactly. Don't make trouble. Don't make trouble where there is none.
You know what would make her a legend girlfriend? If she was there and she walked into the tent and was like, "Did anyone order a pepperoni pizza?"
Yeah.
Yes!
That would make her a legend girlfriend.
I don't want everybody looking at me like that.
Hey,
yeah, but that's
now. That's how you get over it.
As long as he doesn't tell his friends.
Yeah. Who's the legend in your group? The legend, Al? The thing is, you're not allowed to say.
Well,
what
here's the
is.
Thing: all my partners are married, so I'm
so
definitely not
going
to say any of them. So I would have to humbly say I'm the.
Oh. What was it? The Millie Jackson?
Yes.
Was that your legend-making moment?
No,
you did hook up with a celebrity, Millie Jackson. Look her up.
Next letter, please.
Well, you don't want to talk about it anymore?
No,
but your legend status on, you can't say
legends
your legend.
Know how to keep their mouths shut.
Sure. Thank you, Kelly.
Yeah.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I met a guy at a work meeting this week. We exchanged business cards and he reached out and asked if I'm single. I let him know that I am single and we continued to text back and forth. After a while of texting, I decided to look him up on social media.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And what I found. He is married with two small children.
Uh-oh.
Of course, I immediately confronted him. He denied everything and said it must be a fake profile. I responded with screenshots of him, his wife, and kids from Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat. He's since still tried to text me and says he's in the process of getting a divorce. Blah, 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 blah. I haven't responded. I obviously want nothing to do with him, but my question is, should I reach out to his wife and tell her what's going on?
Nope.
One part of me really wants to tell her she looks like a lovely, sweet person.
Nope.
Another part of me doesn't want to open that can of worms. She'll probably find out soon enough.
No, don't.
Should I reach out? That's Tabitha's question. No.
Nope.
Thank you.
Just ignore him. Confronted him. You got your answer. Leave it alone.
Yeah, you're the lucky one here. Yeah. You figured it out.
Leave it alone.
He pulled out that it wasn't me.
Okay, heck yeah, he did.
Men will try everything.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I was lied to when I first got back in the dating pool. I was lied to left and right. I'm separated.
Kids.
No, you're not.
Calais.
You know, no,
it's
not by him.
It's crazy with social media that guys think they can get away with that, though. But they do this in their profile pictures with their wife, girlfriend, or family.
That's not my car seat in the back seat of my car.
Yeah, right? Right? It came with the car. I don't know.
Whose car. Yeah, it came with the car.
Yeah, don't contact.
It came with the minivan.
Let that go.
Let him go.
Okay, play out the worst case scenario. The wife leaves and you've broken up a family. I mean, he could be. Yeah, you just don't want that. Let him self-destruct on his own.
He'll do it. And he'll do it.
You don't need to be part of that.
You don't need that.
These women that feel the need to confront.
No.
And I'm going to tell him.
That awesome movie, The Other Woman, gave girls bad ideas that they can become best friends. Join forces. Yes, Cameron Diaz. Yeah, Leslie Mann, Kate Upton. It's a pretty terrible movie, but it's a guilty pleasure.
I gotta hand it to him though for sticking with the wasn't me. He is sticking with it.
He's a player.
He's sticking with it. I mean, you got to commit to the wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
You got to commit to that, man.
He did.
It ain't me, baby. No. That's not my pants.
But there's a name tag. There's a picture of a name tag, your name's on it.
It wasn't me. See, if you say it long enough and believe it, it's believable.
No.
You just have to stick with it no matter what. I mean, somebody could come in and have a saw and start sawing off your arm with a handsaw.
Stick with your story. You still have
to stick with it, son. Yeah. You stick with your story and you go down with the ship. I'm telling you, man. It wasn't me, man. She's holding your hand. It wasn't me.
Mm-mm. Right.
You stick with it, dog.
I agree. Yeah.
You die to keep your cheap lies.
It's a matter of pride,
Jenna. You got to stick
with your
story.
Welcome to the Church of Man.
You got to stick with your story.
Whatever, Al.
Unfortunately, Al is pretty...
I'm divorced.
He knows. He's been there.
I'm telling you.
It wasn't me.
But you know what I did? I didn't stick with my story.
That's right.
I had a story.
You finally said it was me.
I said it was me.
Yeah.
Learn by my mistakes, man.
Continue saying it wasn't
stick,
me.
Stick with
it'll eventually work, according to Big Al.
Stick with it.
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to KidNation.com. We do it every Wednesday. We'll do it again next Wednesday. Maybe read your letter. You can text it to us as well. Sometimes we pull them from there.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Caroline Craddock's in studio.
Good morning.
What is this? Day three of the man detox.
Day three. Mm, going strong.
You feeling cleansed?
Yeah. Kind of.
You'll walk back there.
That's the hardest.
You're cleansing,
the first few days
man.
Is the hardest.
Yeah. Caroline's doing like sit-ups and stuff because she breaks her...
Yeah, I keep
fitness punishment.
Breaking it. Yeah. That's good. I'm going to be skinty at the end of this detox.
So on day three of your detox, you decided to bring us the joys of music.
Yes, we did. I wrote a song.
Oh.
Wow, this is what people do, though, you know, when they've gone through heartbreak or life change, and mm-hmm. you're a talented singer. This is where your
Spill
best stuff
out.
Comes, right?
Yeah, don't give me that much credit, because it's just a cover song that I made a parody of. Okay. But...
Which is fine.
Yeah, Kelly helped me a lot with it.
What's the name of your song?
Dating Detox.
Dating Detox.
Baby.
And
I'm a little under the weather still, so I'm not in full voice.
You do sound a little nasally.
I know. I'm kind of...
Would you like me to take over?
No, mine will probably still be
better.
Yeah, right.
No!
Thank you.
Yeah. It's like America... Should we be like judges? Because American Idol's gone?
No.
No, okay.
There's no prize.
Just send me to Hollywood, please.
Yeah. Send you to Hollywood?
Yeah.
All right, Caroline, we want to hear your song.
Okay.
The intro.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. I think I'm in hell. Clearly I've hit rock bottom texting and fell. So I'm swearing off guys till autumn boys in my head. They make me feel dead. They tease me on Instagram. But they just don't give a damn about me. Cause I'm on a dating detox, baby. You tell me you want me to be your lady, but then you don't call. It drives me crazy, you jerks. Ooh.
Oh, wow.
I
help with background vocals.
Oh, okay. Sweeten it up.
Yeah. I got a second.
Is there more?
Yeah. The build-up.
I've tried playing games. I've tried playing hard to get my fingers are numb. I've been swiping right and left, I trusted in fate. I tried to J-date, didn't go like I planned. Because it turns out you have to be Jewish. It's crazy. I'm on a dating detox, baby. Tell me you want me to be your lady. So I'm taking a 30-day break, baby, for me. Ooh.
All right.
They're like Craddock.
It's a dating detox, baby.
Yeah. Oh, that's it?
That's like a female anthem right there.
Thank you.
Dating
detox. Yeah, if you're on your detox, you should definitely listen to that song.
Well, you didn't bash men too badly.
No.
You called us a jerk pretty bad, though.
The ones that don't call.
We are jerks.
Put all that time and effort and back and forth rotation, and you just don't call?
Yeah, Trey. Trey does, you
should
jerk.
Have said Trey.
Yeah, he made that song about Trey.
You, Trey.
Yeah. Hi, Trey.
What's up? I just was trying to defend
Shut
myself.
Up, Trey.
I don't have own yet.
Stay strong, Caroline.
Yeah. Thank you.
Trey's the guy that will do that on the dating apps. Like, he swipes on everyone and then never returns any messages to the girls because he says he swiped too much.
Thanks, Trey.
Only 27 days to go, Caroline.
Yep, going strong.
You got this,
girl.
You got this. Yeah. I love the song. We'll put it up at kidnation.com if you want to listen to it. I could have played guitar for you on that one.
Oh, that's okay.
That's it? You want to play guitar?
Maybe y'all can go into the lounge. Yeah.
The acoustic version?
Yeah.
You're in a band, dude. The Don Cheadles.
I'm sorry, Al. I don't want to cheat on our band.
Don't forget about that.
You don't want to cheat on your band.
Hey, if you want to get free food, part-time Justin found a way to do just that.
Really? Oh. It's so funny.
It's actually pretty genius. We'll play it for you next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I forgot to tell you how the circus went for me yesterday, you guys.
Oh, yeah. You were going to take the kiddos to the circus.
Yeah.
Mm.
I had to jet out of here, too, because it was one of those days that had an early show, and my wife said, hey, why don't you try to get out of work? Because we had a quick little meeting.
Yeah.
And try to meet us down for the 10:30 show. And I was like, whoa, that is very tight, but yeah. I will try my hardest.
Wow.
Get on out of here.
So weekday matinee performance,
sure.
I guess you'd call that.
Yeah, I was like on a Tuesday, but I told Kelly, and Kelly's like, it's Tuesday. It should be fine.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right. So I jet down there as fast as I can, and I get to the venue, and I'm expecting lines and hordes of people.
Yeah.
So to see the circus.
Lots of anxious children.
Yeah. And I'm like, there's nobody's parking in the parking lots. Maybe it's because it's on a Tuesday and not that many people are going to come. It's going to be one of those cool shows where I get to experience it all to myself.
Sounds logical.
Was it going up on a Tuesday?
It was going up on a Tuesday early, Jenna. And I keep driving around and keep seeing zero cars, zero activity at the venue.
What?
And so I finally call my wife and I go, hey, what's up?
Where are you?
And she goes, isn't it weird that nobody's around? I was like, yeah, it's so weird. I was like,
oh, no. No.
I was like, did you get the tickets? And she goes, no, we just have a voucher. We just got to turn it in, and then they'll give us our tickets.
Voucher,
and I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay.
Oh, cool voucher.
Like, well, it sounds like at this point you're getting a private show.
Yeah, I'm like, I guess we must have come to, like, that is the circus of all time. This is going to be awesome. And she goes, okay.
Pet the animals.
So I'm like, okay, I'll go park in the empty parking lot.
You still didn't think maybe something was up?
No. And I'm like,
I'll park right in front.
This is awesome. I didn't even have to stop by the ATM because there's nobody to take my money right now.
Free parking.
Parking's free.
Score.
This never happened.
So I'm getting my free parking spot. Front row, by the way.
So at no moment so far have you thought that this is too good to be true or something?
No, because my wife has been planning this for a week, Jenna.
I see why there's no police officers down here to direct traffic. There is none.
I saw one police officer, and that got my hopes up.
Okay.
One police officer, and I'm parked in my front row spot about to go enjoy the circus by myself with my family.
VIP.
When my phone finally rings again, and my wife goes, gosh. I'm like, what? Is the line really long? She goes, no. Apparently, when I Googled the show times, it was for August 9th, 2015. I'm like, hold on, woman. You got me to drive 20 minutes further away from our home, which is about 30 minutes away from work, to come down for a circus that is not even happening today.
It was lit last year.
She goes, I don't know why they would let it happen on Google.
What?
So she blames Google for the circus date being from last year. So I did not enjoy the circus.
Well,
what was the showtime yesterday? Was there one?
Yeah, there's a circus. It's just no showtimes yesterday.
They're on the weekends.
They
knew nobody's going to be down.
Maybe even Thursday may have a showtime.
See, you can Google stuff and past stuff comes up. I had this guy call me yesterday and said, I see you got midget wrestling coming up in 2 weeks. I'm like, no. He goes, I just Googled it.
And I
said, no. I think if I did, I would know because I pay for it. And he Googled my bar and wrestling or whatever. And it came up from last year's show.
That's what got Kenzie, my wife. And we had literally just had the conversation the night before because my buddy David got all ready to go to this gala or gala, whatever you want to call it, one of those fancy dinners.
Uh-huh. How much money you
with his wife and a bunch of the guys from his gym, because he has that gym, the adaptive training gym.
Yeah.
And so they're going to this gala all dressed up and fancy, and they showed up at the hotel, and apparently he had the date wrong. Yeah. So I had just told my wife that story the night before, and she goes, I would be so livid with you if you took me to the wrong day. Fast forward 15 hours later,
right?
And she made that same mistake.
Oh, man.
But I was actually trying to go to the circus that Justin got his part-time job at.
Yes, I did. I was late to my circus thing, too. I really was. I thought it started at 5. I thought it started at 7:30, and it started at 5. And I showed up, got free parking, too, but I always manage a way to find free parking. And I walked in, and they were like, you got 10 minutes left.
Yeah. But, Justin, we brought you in here because the other day we played a clip on the show about pay it forward gone wrong. Now people are saying this guy's just a comedian. It might be fake. Whatever. Regardless, it was funny. Here's a clip of it.
So I just got out the drive-thru and I was just trapped in the middle of one of them little pay it forward schemes. So I get up to the window and the lady's like, don't worry about it. The dude in front of you just paid for you. So I'm like, bet. I feel like a good person today too. Let me pay for the person behind me. I should have known what I was getting myself into when this looked at me and said, are you sure? But I was like, yeah, I feel like a good person. I could use some good karma today. You know what I'm saying? So here's my card. I got it. Ball out, right? So the lady come back and hand me my receipt. And would you believe these behind me ordered $49.56 worth of food? Was they trying to feed all the starving children in Africa? We are at Taco Bell. My meal was $2. What'd you get, a 50-layer burrito? I wasn't aware that the family from Cheaper by the Dozen 3 was in the car behind me when I made my decision. All I know is I better have good karma built up for months. I don't feel good about this. I feel broke.
So true.
So
you were inspired by this, Justin, right?
Yes, it was.
In your own way.
Yeah, inspired me to do something like that with a little twist in it. Yeah. I explain it in the video.
Here's the problem with Justin paying it forward. He broke.
I am broke. Yeah. But so. I wanted people to have a good day.
Okay.
Even being broke, I can bring smiles to the world.
This is from Justin's Snapchat.
So a lot of people have been on this pay it forward kick because it makes them feel better when they pay for other people's meals. So I decided to make people feel better. So I'm going to start a pay it forward line, but I'm going to get the car behind me to pay for my meal. Hence the pay it forward.
Justin.
That's awesome.
So, wait, hold on.
He is cracking himself up.
That is so rude. Who would do that?
It is so rude, but this gets
so
better.
Bad.
So you pull up to the parking, to the drive-thru with the intention of making the people behind you pay.
Yeah.
Okay, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
Okay.
How are you?
Doing good. I'll pick your order whenever you're ready.
Can I get a Baja Blast and some cinnamon twist, please?
Those cinnamon twists.
Medium or large Baja Blast?
Medium.
Should've gone large.
Hello? Oh, the person behind me got it. They're going to do a pay it forward. Huh? The person behind me got it. They're going to do a pay it forward.
They're going to pay?
Yeah.
Oh.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
You too.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to wait here just to talk to the person. Maybe give them $3. They just weighed ahead and just said, keep on going. They got me. Look at America. Wow. It's a great day to be alive.
Oh. It feels so good to be a credit to my community and making people happy.
Credit. Yeah, you're a credit.
So I'm a credit to my community.
Okay, my only thing
so
I was upset.
Yeah. Yeah, they paid a wave. He waved that wrist up in the air with an iWatch because he had a toll sticker on. And he had
a toll sticker.
Yeah, and he was in
Does
a nice
muscle.
I was like, I ain't going to have like a car with the missile wheel pay for this meal.
You say he had an iWatch and a toll sticker.
No, iWatch and a toll sticker. Wow. This boy could afford my meal, I thought. Yeah, sure it could have.
That is actually genius, Justin.
I thought it was
so funny.
So you
didn't even get to meet him or anything. He just waved at you like, no problem.
Yeah, he waved his white hand in the sky and said, I got you, baby. And I said, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
That's greatness. That's great.
Would you have gone ahead? If somebody did that to me, I think I would have been like, That's good. I'll get it.
If it was $3, 100% I would have paid. And he was sitting there smiling at me like Justin right here.
I made his day because he probably felt good that he got to help
the person maybe just be confused. Like, okay, the guy right in front of you said that you were going to pay it forward. That is so nice. He's like, huh? I'm very confused.
Now, to continue your pay it forward, Justin, does that guy now have to say the guy behind me is going to give me?
Yeah, I hope so. I was hoping to start a chain reaction.
Oh my!
But then it would suck if everyone was like, "No, the guy behind me got his and mine," and then one guy's left with the whole total bill.
Yeah,
you've only tried this once. Are you going to continue?
I only tried
it
once, and this is the same Taco Bell that I try to get all those free tacos from. So
they love you. They think you're crazy, huh?
I don't know.
I don't think
they can recognize me this time. I'm slick. I'm really good.
Man, Justin, that was
pretty good.
That was good, man.
I like it.
I can't believe it went that beautiful.
Right. Because it's called Pay It Forward, so they paid it forward.
That is true. It should be
I'm
Pay It Backward.
Forward.
Forward.
It could pay it backward. Yeah. You know, that's what it should have been called. But
if you take things literally.
I took it literally and called it Pay It Forward.
Yes.
But those cinnamon twists and Baja Blast, thank you, Taco Bell. So good.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.